Section 3. Basic Driving. Before you drive, both you and your vehicle should be in good condition to drive. You must have a valid learner's permit, driver's license, and vehicle registration card in your possession. You should properly adjust your seat and mirrors and ensure that all passengers are wearing a seatbelt. A. Drive defensively. A basic rule of driving is that, at all times, the driver of a vehicle on a highway shall control the vehicle as necessary to avoid a crash. Driving a motor vehicle requires that you take the responsibility to operate the vehicle in a safe manner. Doing so will reduce the risks for yourself, your passengers, and other roadway users. 1. Visual search, driver awareness. To better prepare for the constant decisions necessary for safe, defensive driving, you must know what is happening around your vehicle. Constantly observing your surroundings, to the front, side, and rear of your vehicle, helps you to see problems that may cause you to change speed or roadway position. By searching ahead and being ready to change speed or change lanes, you can operate a vehicle more safely and allow yourself time to identify risks. 2. Risk management. Operating a motor vehicle is a risky activity. Consider the following steps to manage risk and be a safe and responsible driver. Adjust your speed, position, and direction to respond to roadway conditions, enhance vehicle control, and increase response time. Let other drivers know your intentions by using turn signals, etc. Maintain a safe distance between your vehicle and other roadway users. Do not assume that other drivers will do what they are supposed to do. Use caution at all times. B. Right of way. Right-of-way rules provide drivers with guidance for situations when other drivers or pedestrians are present. These rules determine which driver should yield the right-of-way and the sequence for entering and driving through an intersection or other driving scenarios. Although the right-of-way rules provide a guide to determine who should yield the right-of-way, no one should assume they automatically have the right-of-way. The situation and circumstances at the intersection must always be considered. You are responsible for controlling your vehicle as necessary to avoid a crash. You should yield the right of way to the driver who is at or arrives before you at the intersection. Drivers in the opposing traffic lane, when you are making a left turn. The driver on your right, if both of you arrive at the intersection at the same time. Drivers on a public highway, if you are entering the highway from a driveway or a private road. Drivers already on a limited access or interstate highway, if you are on the entrance or acceleration ramp. The driver on your right at a four-way intersection controlled by stop signs. Pedestrians, bicyclists, and other drivers who are still in the intersection. Drivers on the through highway, if you are at a T intersection and you are entering the through highway by either making a right or left turn. Other drivers, if you are approaching an intersection with a yield sign facing you. C. Understanding vehicle speed. The posted speed limit is the maximum legal speed you can travel on a road under ideal conditions. Maintaining a safe speed at all times is a responsibility shared by all motorists. It is safest to drive at the same speed that most traffic is moving, up to the maximum speed limit. In fact, traveling at a speed lower than other traffic encourages other vehicles to constantly pass you and increases the chances of a crash. 1. Speeding. Excessive speed is one of the most common contributing factors of vehicle crashes. Excessive speed does not save time and often leads to high-risk decision-making. Excessive vehicle speed has severe and oftentimes disastrous effects because it reduces the ability to negotiate curves or maneuver around obstacles in the roadway. Extends the distance necessary for a vehicle to stop. Decreases the driver's ability to realize and react to a hazard or dangerous situation. Increases the risk of crashes because other roadway users and pedestrians may not be able to judge distance accurately. Increases the force and impact in a crash, which more likely results in serious bodily injuries and deaths. 2. Appropriate speed for conditions. Drivers must recognize and adjust their speed to adverse conditions. Maryland vehicle law requires that motorists drive at a reasonable and prudent speed and with a regard for existing and potential hazards. You may drive slower than the posted speed limit, based on road conditions, but it is illegal to drive any faster than the posted speed limit. Some conditions, which require reduced speed for safety, include sharp curves or hills, where visibility is limited, slippery roads, roads where there may be pedestrians or animals present, shopping centers, parking lots and downtown areas, traffic congestion, narrow bridges and tunnels, toll plazas, schools, playgrounds and residential streets, railroad grade crossings. D. Following distance. Always maintain a safe distance between your vehicle and the one ahead of you. Most rear-end collisions are caused by following too closely. A minimum following distance of 3 to 4 seconds is recommended under ideal driving conditions. This means it takes you 3 to 4 seconds to get to the same reference point as the car ahead of you. To determine if you are following at a safe distance, choose a fixed object ahead, such as a bridge, overpass, sign, mile marker, etc. As the car in front of you passes that object, begin counting 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, etc. If you reach 3-1000 or greater before your car reaches the same fixed object, you are at least 3 seconds behind the car in front of you and traveling at a safe distance. When you are following vehicles which stop often, buses, delivery vans, you should increase the distance between your vehicle and the one ahead of you to 4 or 5 seconds, and possibly more as needed. E. Stopping distance. The distance it takes to stop your vehicle is important to help you choose a safe driving speed. Your actual stopping distance will depend upon many factors, including the length of time it takes a driver to see and recognize that there is a dangerous situation, the type and condition of the roadway, the condition of the tire treads, the condition of the brakes. F. Lane driving. Your vehicle should be driven in a single lane. Do not switch lanes until you determine it is safe to do so. You should avoid drifting across lane lines and making lane changes within an intersection. Generally, you should keep your vehicle to the right of the center of the roadway, unless you are passing another vehicle going in the same direction, there is a traffic signal designating it is okay to do so, or there is an obstruction that makes it necessary to safely adjust your position. G. Turning. When turning, you should look for signs and signals that give direction on when you can turn. Plan your turn before reaching the turning point. Activate your turn signal in advance to alert other drivers. Look behind and to both sides to ensure it is safe to proceed before making a turn. Adjust your speed for the turn. H. U-turn. U-turns can be extremely dangerous and are not legal everywhere. If you must make a U-turn, first check to see if U-turns are allowed, and then turn on your left turn signal, stop and yield for approaching traffic. When the way is clear, proceed into the outside or right-hand lane traveling in the opposite direction. I. Passing. When passing is permitted, you must estimate the time and space necessary to pass and be sure you can pass without interfering with any other vehicle. Use your turn signal before passing so that you inform other drivers around you of your intentions. Leave plenty of space and go around the other vehicle at a safe distance. See both headlights of the passed vehicle in your rearview mirror before returning to the original lane. Generally, you should pass to the left of the other vehicle. However, it is acceptable to pass on the right if it is safe to do so, you stay on the roadway, and the other vehicle is about to make a left turn. You are on an unobstructed highway with two or more lanes moving in the same direction, or you are on an unobstructed one-way roadway wide enough for two lanes or more. When being passed by another vehicle, you must yield to the other vehicle and not increase your speed. You may not pass where there is a no-passing zone, where the solid yellow line is in your side of the center of the roadway, where there are double solid yellow lines. When passing will interfere with the safe operation of oncoming vehicles. When approaching the top of the hill or on a curve and you do not have a sufficiently clear view ahead. When crossing or within 100 feet of an intersection or railroad grade crossing. When the view is obstructed upon approaching within 100 feet of any bridge, elevated roadway, or tunnel. On the shoulder of the highway, either to the right or to the left. J. General parking rules. You are responsible for making sure that your vehicle is not a hazard when it is parked. A parked vehicle must be in a space that is far enough from any travel lane to avoid interfering with traffic and visible to vehicles approaching from either direction. You should always park in a designated area as required. When parking along the roadway, park your vehicle as far away from traffic as possible. If there is a curb, park as close to it as possible. Set your parking brake when you park. Place the vehicle in gear if it has a manual transmission or in park if it has an automatic transmission. Check your mirrors and traffic before opening the door. Shut the door as soon as you can after getting out. Take the ignition keys with you. It is a good habit to lock the doors whenever you leave your vehicle.